Barry Forbes is a lawyer for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says the new law has created a lot of uncertainty for schools and teachers alike.
The whole concept of, you know, what does it mean to bargain over the base wage increase? The words in the statute from Act 10, the budget repair bill, on that subject are very broad and general and need to be interpreted by someone, and we don't have those answers yet.
Forbes says that uncertainty opens the door to all kinds of litigation between unions and school districts.
I don't think that we know what we're in for. There are a number of attorneys working at the WSB like me, and we wonder whether we're going to have half as much work or twice as much work. We really don't know, because the types of disputes we're going to get into are different than the arguments that we've had in the past.
Forbes says about 50% of school districts in Wisconsin extended contracts with teacher and support staff unions. As with most things legal, Forbes says figuring out how the new law applies can be tricky.
When the existing contract expires or is terminated, modified, extended, or renewed, then the new bargaining law applies. So the question becomes, what do those words mean?
Forbes says it's an exciting time to be a lawyer, but not so great if you're a district trying not to get sued. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.